那今天是爱尼里书第一个讲道。
Today is the first message concerning the book of Daniel.
你看到荧幕上的爱尼里一章的题目是一个不妥协的人。
And if you see the title on the screen, it says a man who did not compromise.
那么我请秀清姐妹上来读今天的经文。我们只是读中文，如果你读英文圣经的话，你就跟着看。
Sister Shouqing will come up and read it in Chinese. If you read English, please just follow along.
犹大王约雅敬在位第三年，巴比伦王尼布甲尼撒来到耶路撒冷，将城围困。主将犹大王约雅敬，并上帝殿中器皿的几份交付他手，他就把这器皿带到示拿地，收入他神的庙里，放在他神的库中。王吩咐太监长雅斯比，从以色列人的宗室和贵胄中带进几个人来，就是年少没有残疾，相貌俊美，通达各样学问，知识聪明具备，足能侍立在王宫里的，要教他们加勒底的文字言语。王派定将自己所用的膳和所饮的酒，每日赐他们一份，养他们三年，满了三年，好叫他们在王面前侍立。他们中间有犹大族的人，但以理、哈拿尼亚、米沙利亚沙利亚，太监长给他们起名，称但以理为伯提沙沙，称哈拿尼亚为沙德拉，称米哈利为米萨，称亚沙利亚为亚伯尼哥。但以理却立志不以王的膳和王所饮的酒玷污自己，所以求太监长容他不玷污自己。上帝使但以理在太监长眼前蒙恩惠，受怜悯。太监长对但以理说：我惧怕我主我王，他已经判定你们的饮食，倘若他见你们的面貌比你们同岁的少年人肌瘦，怎么好呢？这样你们就使我的头在王那里难保。但以理对太监长所派管理但以理、哈拿尼亚、米沙利亚的委办说：求你试试仆人们十天，给我们素菜吃，白水喝，然后看看我们的面貌和用王善那少年人的面貌，就照你所看的待仆人吧。委办说，委办便允准他们这件事，试看他们十天。过了十天，见他们的面貌比用王善的一切少年人更加俊美肥胖。于是委办撤去派他们用的膳、饮的酒，给他们素菜吃。这四个少年人在上帝在各样文字学问上赐给他们聪明知识，但以理又明白各样的意象和梦兆。尼布甲尼撒王预定带进少年人来的日期满了，太监长就把他们带到王面前。王与他们谈论，见少年人中为人能比但以理、哈拿尼亚、米沙利亚、沙利亚，所以留他们在王面前侍立。王拷问他们一切的事，见他们的智慧聪明比通国的术士和用法术的胜过十倍。到古列王元年，但以理还在。谢谢。
我在16岁的时候第一次接触到圣经还有福音。
I first came in contact with the Bible and the Good News when I was 16 years old.
那大约在一年多过后，我就接受了耶稣，成为我的个人救主。
And after about a year, I received Jesus Christ as my personal Lord and Savior.
那么当时信耶稣的人非常的少。
At that time, there were very few people who believed in Christ.
我所居住的那个村庄大概有600多家的家庭。
The village I lived in had about 600 families.
但是没有一个家庭都是信耶稣的。
But no families are believers.
基本上整个村庄里面只有两个基督徒。
Basically, in the whole village, there were only two Christians.
那么那两个基督徒就是我的哥哥跟我。
And those two are my older brother and me.
那么后来我进入高中念书。
And after that, I went into high school.
那么整个学校有500多名的学生。
There were 500 students in the school.
但是整个学校里面只有几位基督徒。
Out of the whole school, there were only a few Christians.
那么我自己感觉到自己是一个少数民族的其中一位。
I feel like I'm just from a minority group.
那么身为一个少数民族的一个成员。
And as part of this minority group,
我经常会经历到从外来和内在那种压力。
Often I receive pressure from outside and also internal.
那么这种压力使到我不敢跟别人告诉他们我是一位基督徒。
And this pressure caused me some often not to be fearful of telling people that I'm a Christian.
我更不敢跟他们传福音。
And even less courage to tell them about the gospel.
那么自从我接触到圣经之后,
And ever since I've been in contact with the Bible,
我就把圣经的新约读了一遍。
I read through the New Testament.
然后同时我也选择了旧约圣经的一些书来读。
And I also chose some books out of the Old Testament to read.
那么其中一本书我所读的就是但以理书。
And one book that I read was Daniel.
那么但以理书对我来讲很感兴趣。
And I was very interested in the book of Daniel.
因为这本书谈到我的处境。
Because this book talks about my situation.
我感觉到我的处境好像有点像但以理的处境一样。
I felt like my circumstances were similar to that of Daniel's.
但是我看到但以理的处境比我的处境困难的很多。
But I realized that Daniel's situation was a whole lot worse than mine.
因为但以理因为国家被敌人攻打。
Because Daniel, his whole kingdom was conquered by another kingdom.
他失去了自己的家园。
He lost his home.
而且被掳到一个完全不熟悉的一个新的一个文化。
He was taken captive to a brand new culture.
这个地方不只是一个新的文化。
Not only is this brand new culture.
而且这个文化是敬拜偶像的一个文化。
But this is a culture that worship idols.
这个地方的王，他的名字叫做尼布甲尼撒王。
The king of this place is called King Nebuchadnezzar.
尼布甲尼撒王是一位暴君。
And Nebuchadnezzar is a dictator.
他所说的，所有的人必须要听从。
What he says, everyone has to listen to it.
不然的话，生命就不能够保留了。
Otherwise, you can't keep your life.
所以，但以理是活在这种环境当中。
So Daniel was living in this circumstance.
但是我们却看到但以理仍然坚持他的自己的信仰。
But we see that Daniel continued to hold fast to his faith.
没有在他的信仰做任何的妥协。
He did not waver in his faith.
那么但以理，我们看到他对神的忠心和敬畏。
And we see that Daniel had this faithfulness and this reverence towards God.
如果你看但以理书的话，你发觉到但以理是一个正直的人。
If you look at the book of Daniel, you realize that Daniel is a righteous man.
所以我从但以理书学习了不少的东西。
So I learned a lot from the book of Daniel.
除了耶稣基督之外,
Besides Jesus Christ,
但以理可说是我的英雄。
I could say that Daniel is one of my heroes.
所以当但以理他被掳到巴比伦这个国家之后,
And so after Daniel was taken captive to Babylon,
他还很年轻,
He was young.
大概是13岁到15岁之间。那么当但以理被掳到巴比伦这个王国之后。
And after Daniel was taken captive to Babylon.
那么他的年纪只不过是13到15岁之间。
He was only between about 13 and 15.
那么很多圣经学者认为但以理的年纪可能大概14岁。
And many scholars believe that Daniel was probably about 14.
所以但以理是一个非常年轻的小伙子。
So Daniel was a very young, he was a young lad.
那么圣经讲到他是一个相貌俊美的人。
And the Bible says that he was a handsome person.
而且是一个很聪明的人。
And he was intelligent.
然后不然的话，王不会把他选上。
Otherwise, he would not have been chosen.
如果我们看这个但以理书第一章第四节的话。
And if we look at Daniel chapter 1 verse 4.
那边讲到他是就是少年少没有残疾。相貌俊美，通达各样学问，知识聪明，具备足够势力在王宫里面。
I mentioned that he's one of the young men without any physical defect, handsome, showing aptitude for every kind of learning.
你看到这个条件非常的高。
Well informed, quick to understand, and qualified to serve in the king's palace.
相貌要俊美。
It must be handsome.
没有任何的残缺。
Must be without physical defect.
而且很有很高的 IQ.
And he's got high IQ.
有很高的学问。
High education.
这种人不容易找。
It's hard to find these type of people.
但是我们看到但以理就是这种人。
But we see that Daniel is this type of person.
但是当我们看但以理书的时候。
But we see the book of Daniel.
我们发觉到这本书没有强调这些优点。
We see that the book did not emphasize any of these qualities.
但是却讲到但以理对神的忠心和那种顺服。
Instead, it talks about Daniel's faithfulness and obedience towards God.
所以尼布夏尼撒王选了这些很优秀的年轻人。
So King Nebuchadnezzar chose all these very fine men.
但是他也计划改变他们的生活方式。
But he also planned to change their lifestyle.
也改变他们的思想。
And change their thoughts.
首先，王要他们学习一个新的语文。
First, the king desired that they would learn a new language.
一个人如果要进入一个新的文化里面。
For a person to enter a new society.
他必须要学当地的语文。
He must learn the local language.
语文是一个非常奇妙的东西。
Language is a very unique thing.
语文能够改变一个人的就业的潜能。
And a language could affect a person's ability concerning job.
也能够改变一个人这个社交的潜能。
And also affects a person's ability socially.
如果语文不好的话，会影响到一个人在一个新的地方的生存。
If a person cannot master a language, it could impact his ability to survive in a new society.
我们看到美国有不少的移民。
We see that in the U.S. there are many immigrants.
因为他们语文不通。
Because of language barriers.
那么直到他们在生活上遇到很多困难。
It caused a lot of difficulties in their life.
所以尼布甲尼撒王这个人非常的聪明。
So King Nebuchadnezzar was very brilliant.
他让这些年轻人学习这个加勒底文。
He commanded these young men to learn the Chaldean language.
就好像我小学的时候、中学的时候，我必须要学马来文。
Just as in elementary school and later on high school, that I needed to learn Malay.
因为马来文是马来西亚的官方语文。
Because Malay is the official language of Malaysia.
马来西亚的政府知道。这种官方语文能够带来民族的团结。
And the Malaysian government knew that knowing the common language could bring a unity to the nation.
所以尼布甲尼撒王不只要他们学习一个新的语文。
So King Nebuchadnezzar not only commanded them to learn the new language.
同时他要他们吃他所预备的东西。
But he also commanded them to eat the things that he desired.
但以理和这些年轻人必须要学习一个新的语文。
Daniel and his friends had to learn the new language.
要吃王所预备给他们吃的东西。
Had to eat the food that the king prepared.
圣经讲到维持了3年的时间。
For a duration of 3 years.
那么看起来这些年轻人好像要进大学去读书一样。
It looks like these young men are going to college.
那么很多国家的政府都知道教育对国家的前途很重要。
Many nations realize that education will impact the future of the nation.
所以尼布加尼撒王他也不例外。
So Nebuchadnezzar was no different.
他知道训练这些年轻人对巴比伦王国是非常重要的事情。
He knew that training of these young men would impact his kingdom.
那么尼布加尼撒王除了要这些年轻人学习一个新的语文。
Besides commanding that these young men learn the new language.
那么赐他所为预备他的东西。
And eat the food that he has prepared.
他也要他们改变他们的名字。
He also changed their name.
那么这些年轻人当中除了但以理之外。
And among these young men besides Daniel.
那么圣经讲到他还有三位朋友。
The Bible says that he also has three other friends.
这三位朋友他们都是犹太人。
These three friends are also Jews.
一同被掳到巴比伦王国去。
And they were also taken captive to Babylon.
圣经讲到这三位朋友的名字叫做哈拿尼亚、米利沙、亚撒利亚。
And the Bible says that these names are Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah.
那么但以理跟他三位朋友的名字都有他的意思。
And Daniel and his three friends, their names all have their meaning.
那么但以理这个名字的意思就是神是我的审判者。
And the name Daniel means God is my judge.
哈拿尼亚的意思是慈悲的耶和华。
And Hananiah means Jehovah is gracious.
米沙利的意思是谁像这位神。
And Mishael means who is like God.
那么亚撒利亚的意思是耶和华是我的帮助。
And Azariah means that Jehovah is my help.
那么当这四位犹太人被掳到巴比伦王国之后。
And when these four young men were taken captive to Babylon.
那么他们的名字都被改了。
Their names were changed.
那么但以理的名字被改为波提沙沙。
And Daniel's name was changed to Belteshazzar.
哈拿尼亚的名字被改为撒德拉。
And Hananiah was changed to Shadrach.
米沙利的名字被改为米撒。
And Mishael was changed to Meshach.
最后亚撒利亚的名字被改为亚伯尼哥。
And Azariah was changed to Abednego.
那么这些被改的名字的意思跟他们原本的名字的意思完全相反。
And the names that were given to them were complete opposite of their original name.
那么原来的名字的意思跟耶和华有密切的关系。
The original names were closely tied to Jehovah.
但是这些被改的名字的意思跟这些巴比伦王国里面的偶像有密切的关系。
But the new names were closely related to the names of God, Babylon.
那么这是让我想起我一些从印尼来的这些华人朋友。
And this reminds me of many of my friends from Indonesia.
印尼的华人虽然是华人，但是他们没有中文名。
The Chinese from Indonesia, even though they're still Chinese, but they do not have Chinese names.
在六十年代的时候，因为印尼面对这个共产党思想的冲击。
In the 60s, because Indonesia was facing the effect of communism.
他们国家里面面对一个危机。
There was a crisis in the nation.
所以政府就不允许所有的华人读中文。
So the government made an order that no Chinese could read Chinese.
他们也必须要把他名字改成这个印尼文。
And that they have to change their names to Indonesian names.
所以这些被改的印尼华人跟但以理的时候好像有点相似。
So, these Chinese in Indonesia having to change their name is somewhat similar to Daniel.
所以但以理跟他三位朋友到这个巴比伦王国之后，他们面对三个改变。
So Daniel and his three friends, after being taken captive to Babylon, had to face three changes.
第一个改变就是要学习一个新的语文。
One is learning a new language.
第二个改变就是要吃王所预备的食物。
And second change is.Having to eat the king's food.
然后第三个改变就是要把名字改了。
And the third change is to change their names.
在这些改变当中，有一个改变是但以理跟他的朋友不能够妥协的。
And among these three changes, there's one change that Daniel and his friends could not accept.
也就是吃王所预备的东西。
And that is to eat the food that the king commands.
但以理他愿意学习一个新的语文。
Daniel was willing to learn the new language.
他也愿意改名惯性。
He was willing to accept the name change.
但是他不愿意吃王所预备的东西。
But he was not willing to eat the food that was prepared for them by the king.
如果你看第八节的话，
If you look at verse 8,
这里讲到但以理却立志不以王的膳和王所预备的东西玷污自己，所以求太监长容他不玷污自己。
But Daniel resolved not to defile himself with the royal food and wine, and he asked the chief official for permission not to defile himself this way.
那么请注意这节经文有两个字，立志。
And so if you know that it talks about resolved.
那么如果你看英文圣经的话，英文圣经说 he make up his mind.
And in another translation it says he made up his mind.
但以理立志不吃王的东西来玷污自己。
And Daniel resolved not to defile himself.
我们可能会问，为什么但以理愿意学习一个新的语文？
We might ask ourselves, why is Daniel willing to learn a new language?
他愿意把他的名字被改。
And willing to change his name.
但是他不愿意吃王所预备的东西。
But he was not willing to eat the food that the king commands.
你想是什么原因？
Why is that?
原因就是因为吃王所预备的东西违反了他的信仰和违反了摩西的律法。
Because to eat the food would be against the commands of God.
神吩咐以色列人不可以敬拜其他的神。
God commanded that the Israelites shall not worship other idols.
那么在出埃及记34:15这么说。
In Exodus chapter 34, verse 13, it says,
他说只怕你以那地的居民立业，百姓随从他的神，又行邪淫，祭犯他们的神，有人叫你，你便吃他的祭物。
Be careful not to make a treaty with those who live in the land, for when they prostitute themselves to their gods and sacrifice to them, they will invite you, and you will eat.
所以神吩咐以色列人不单不可以敬拜其他的偶像。
So God commanded the Israelites not only that they cannot bow down or worship idols.
也不可以吃那些献给假神的那些祭物。
But they cannot eat their sacrifices either.
耶和华的子民不应当与这些假神有任何的关系。
The people of Israel, God's people, should not have any kind of relationship with these false gods.
所以吃这些祭物就代表跟从这些假神。
So to eat the sacrifices given to these gods would represent a relationship with these gods.
所以但以理他不愿意吃这个王所预备的东西。
So Daniel was not willing to eat the food that was prepared for them.
因为这些东西是献给这些假神的。
Because these food had been offered first to the idols.
那其实这个问题不只是但以理所面对的问题。
And this is a problem not only faced by Daniel.
今天有不少的基督徒，特别在东方的基督徒。
Many Christians, especially in Asia, face this.
在那种民间信仰盛行的地方。
And places where there's a lot of traditional religions.
他们也面对但以理，好像但以理面对的问题。
They face similar problems as Daniel.
那么有些基督徒家里，特别是父母亲不信主的。
Many Christians are in their family, particularly their parents do not believe.
并且是拜偶像的。
And they worship idols.
都会面对类似的问题。
They could face similar problems.
不吃家人所预备的东西。
Do not eat the food prepared by their family.
也会有时候会使到家里面的人生气。
Sometimes there could be a cause for animosity from his.
或者自己要饿肚子了。
Or perhaps you just need to go hungry.
但是圣经讲到但以理立志不吃王所预备的东西。
But the Bible says that Daniel resolved not to eat the food from the king.
那么虽然他坚持不吃王所预备的东西。
Even though he resolved not to defile himself this way.
但是我们看到但以理这个人，他没有坚强的拒绝。
But we see that Daniel did not approach this in a hostile manner.
那求这个太监长给他一个选择。
He asked the official to give him the choice.
他说就让我跟我三位朋友吃这个素菜和白水，一共十天。
So he gave a choice and he said allow myself and my friends to eat vegetable and water for 10 days.
然后再看我们的面貌。
And then compare us to others.
如果我们的面貌比不上其他的年轻人的话。
If our appearance doesn't match the others.
那么就由太监长自己做决定吧。
Then let the official make the decision.
那么从这里我们看到但以理是一个有智慧的人。
And here we see that Daniel is a man of wisdom.
并且是一个有信心的人。
And he also has faith.
他相信神会为他开路。
He believes that God will open up the path for him.
有时候我们在生活里面也面对种种的问题。
And oftentimes in our lives we face many problems.
我想我们应该好像但以理一样。
And we should be like Daniel.
相信神会为我们开一条出路。
Believing that God will open up the road for us.
所以因为但以理他立志不吃王的东西。
So because Daniel resolved not to defile himself by eating the food.
但神就在但以理在太监长面前蒙恩。
So God caused the official to show favor and sympathy to Daniel.
所以因为但以理顺服神。
Because Daniel obeyed God.
神为他开了一条出路。
God opened up the road for him.
所以圣经讲到神赐福给这些年轻人。
So God says that God has blessed these young men.
那么十七节讲到神在各样文字学问上赐给他们聪明知识，但以理又明白各样的意象和梦兆。
And so to these four young men, God gives knowledge and understanding of all kinds of literature and learning, and Daniel could understand visions and dreams of all kinds.
那在这里我要声明一下。
And here I must clarify.
那么神把聪明和知识这个学问赐给这些年轻人。
God gave knowledge and understanding of all kinds of literature and learning to these young men.
不代表他们在生活上没有遇到任何的困难。
It doesn't mean that these young men will have a smooth life.
我曾经说过，一个信耶稣的人，生命不一定会一帆风顺的。
And I've mentioned before that as a Christian, we don't necessarily have clear sailing.
如果我们读但以理书的话
，If we read the book of Daniel,
我们发觉到但以理跟他的三个朋友面对种种的困难。
We realize Daniel and his friends faced many difficulties.
但是神与他们同在。
But God was with them.
耶伯是一个义人。
Job was a righteous man.
但是我们看到苦难临到耶伯的身上。
But we see that even to Job, there was suffering.
有点不同的就是在整个受苦的过程当中。
But one difference is through the whole time of suffering.
神与耶伯同在。
God was with Job.
无论如何，神赐福给一个人。
No matter what, if God blesses a person.
或者把这个苦难临到他的身上。
Or causes hardship to come on a person.
都是因为要成全他的旨意。
It's to accomplish His will.
所以神借着但以理彰显他的计划。
So God used Daniel to reveal His plan.
那么神与但以理同在。
God was with Daniel.
但以理活到八十多岁。
Daniel lived into his 80s.
其实当这个巴比伦王国灭亡之后
Even after the fall of the kingdom of Babylon.
那么圣经讲但以理还活着
The Bible says that Daniel continued to live.
他后来继续成为这个波斯王国一位宰相
And he later on became a chief official in Persia.
我们看到但以理是一个顺服的人
We see that Daniel was a person that submits himself.
我们也看到但以理是一个敬畏神的人。
And we see that Daniel was a man who feared God.
所以神重用他。
So God used him greatly.
把明白各样的意象和梦兆的能力赐给他。
So that Daniel could understand visions and dreams of all kinds.
直到他能够为这个尼布甲尼撒王解梦。
So he was able to explain the dreams to Nebuchadnezzar.
而且说明神掌管人类的历史，神掌管将来。
And also to declare that God is sovereign even over the future.
所以当神使用一个人的时候
So when God uses a person,
神是使用那些顺服敬畏他的人。
God uses those who are obedient and reverence of Him.
所以但以理就是一个例子。
And Daniel is an example.
我们也活在一个异邦的文化里面。
We also live in a foreign culture.
美国这个国家虽然是以基督教创立。
Even though the United States was established under Christian principles.
但是我们看到美国渐渐地离开神。
But we see that this country is departing from God.
学校不允许学生读经祷告。
The schools do not allow children to read Bible and pray.
美国的政府尝试把神的名字从这个社会除去。
And the government is continually trying to get rid of the name of God.
我们的反应应该如何？
What should our response be?
我们的应该好像但以理一样，不能够向这些事情妥协。
We all have to be like Daniel and not to just go along.
让我们重新祷告。
Let us pray.
天父，我们感谢你赐给我们今天的信息。
Heavenly Father, we thank you for giving us today's message.
求你帮助我们，好像但以理一样。
Please help us to be like Daniel.
虽然活在一个异邦的文化里面。
Even though we are living in a foreign culture,
能够坚持他的信仰。
That we may be able to stand firm in our faith.
能够在神的面前束缚神。
And that we will come before you.
敬畏神。
To fear you.
天父，我们把我们每一位交在你的手中。
We commit everyone into your hands.
求主你教导我们。
Please teach us.
我们将祷告奉主耶稣基督的名求。
We pray this in Jesus' name.
Amen.